Hello. Am I speaking with Joseph? I'm calling from
Yeah.
Washington. All right. Well, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting a national opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Perfect. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not
I
vote?
definitely will vote. I will
All
definitely
right.
vote.
All right. So since we want to get a large demographic of all ages, would you mind sharing your age?
49.
49. All right, perfect. Just to be sure we're also representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Liberal.
Oh, all right. But if it was, if you have, like, maybe say Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else.
I guess Democrat then.
Right. Would that be strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Not strong Democrat. How many biased questions are in this opinion poll?
I mean, I would not know. I mean, I'm only required to read verbatim from the survey, and it changes every so often, so sorry, I couldn't tell
Right.
you. All right, well, now thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Iglesias Camp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
All right. So thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? So the list goes as improving K-12 education, fighting inflation and lowering costs, reducing crime and gun violence, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, combating threats to our democracy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and protecting the environment, border security, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Do you want me to pick one of those?
Two.
That list is way too long to be able to remember off the top of my head. Is there a way that you, is there like an email or an online format that I can look at these questions? I don't feel like it's fair to be answering them without being able to see when I'm, see the question.
No, sorry, but I can read it again. I can read it as many times as you would like. There's absolutely no problem. So would you like me to read it again? All right. So the list goes as improving K-12 education, fighting inflation and lowering costs, reducing crime and gun violence, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, combating threats to our democracy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and protecting the environment, border security, and protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Protecting our democracy and climate change.
And climate change. All right, perfect. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people or and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you have very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm nor cold, so it's like very neutral. And you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you may feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first one is Bob Ferguson.
So I have to rate on a scale of 1 to 10 about how favorable
Oh,
these
0 to
people are.
100. 0 to 100.
0 to 100? With this like 70% approval rating?
All right. What about Donald Trump?
Zero.
What about Joe Kent?
Zero.
What about Dave Ricart?
Unfamiliar.
All right, no worries. What about Joe Biden?
60%.
60%, all right. What about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez?
75.
What about Democrats in Congress?
50.
50? And what about Republicans in Congress?
35.
35, all right. So if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
All right. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Definitely not Joe Kent. Joe Kent's garbage.
So Marie Glusenkamp-Perez?
Yes.
All right. So even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent?
Never. Not a chance.
All right. So no chance at all. So next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. And for each of the following statements, if you could please tell me how important it is to you on a scale of 0 to 10. You can use a 0 if you don't think it's a quality at all or attribute to have. You can use a 5 if you think it's a somewhat important attribute to have. And you may use a 10 if you think it's an extremely important attribute or quality in a member of Congress. So the first one is a working mom who understands the needs of families.
That's extremely important.
So would that be a 10 then?
Yes.
All right. What about someone who will fight to protect our democracy?
That's a 10.
What about someone who shares your values?
7.
What about a small business owner?
8.
8. All right. What about an independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties?
10.
10. And what about a fighter for the middle class?
10.
All right. So next, I'm going to read you a few short statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp-Perez for Congress, a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not a convincing reason at all to support Marie Glusenkamp-Perez for Congress. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay, how am I supposed to rate this?
If you think it's, not very convincing reason to support her, which would be a 0, a 5.
Oh, that's very... A 5.
All right, a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 10 means that it's a very convincing reason. And you can use any number from 0 to 10.
Let's go 10 then. Let's go 10.
Marie Glusenkamp-Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loads and produce and support for small producers.
Okay.
Marie Glusenkamp-Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured a $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia's college equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills that they need to succeed.
8.
8, all right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, some people like to change their minds, and it's totally okay if you haven't, but I have to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Marie.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about, Joe Kent. So others will hear statements about some other candidates, but for us, it will be about Joe Kent. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that the statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, a 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and a 0 means that it does not give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
Ten is if it appalls me, right?
I would believe so. A 10 just means that you have some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent, so you would just think it's like really.
Yeah, I would never support Joe Kent based on anything. So.
All right. And the last one is, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in
cases. That's a 10. You don't even have to continue. That's a 10.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't have to finish it, but I can read it just completely fast, just so we can, like, make it go faster. So, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications, if elected, Kent would destroy our freedoms to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. So, a 10?
10. 10, all right. Yes.
So, after hearing more about...
Joe Kent is a disgusting human being to me.
All right. So, after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say that you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
There's no way I would ever support him for anything.
All right. So given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason to not support him for Congress?
He doesn't care about the people.
All right. Would you want to elaborate more on that?
He cares more about corporate interests than humanity.
All right. People cares more about corporate interest and humanity. Wow, that was such a good answer. I never get, like, really elaborate answers like that. So, thank you. So the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. So, what is the last year of schooling that you completed? Hello? Hello, is anybody there? Hello, is anybody there? Hello? Hello, is anybody there? Hello? Hello, is Joseph still there? Hello. All right, well, thank you so much for your time, then. Have a good day.